Welcome to this edition of the SearchCIO.com CIO Innovators podcast series on IT and business leadership. In this series, SearchCIO.com editors speak with leading enterprise CIOs about how they use technology to innovate and create positive business change.
Hi, this is Scott Peterson, editorial director for SearchCIO.com. I'm here with Stu Tainsky, CIO of Pure Insurance. And Stu, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Scott.
Well, the subject is innovation, and I talked with you last week about some of the things you're doing, but I wanted to just get your feelings about innovation in general. And in short, what does innovation mean to you as a CIO?
Innovation to me personally is coming up with some brand new ideas that you don't always come up with, and you're harvesting them in a lot of different places. So innovation to me is really a buzzword, but what it means overall is coming up with great ideas. It's going to help your business continue to evolve.
Do you think innovation is a somewhat overused term in this space?
I do. I think it's totally overused. I actually laugh that people have Department of Innovations and things of that nature. I don't think that the innovation should be kept to just one group. I think the way you get it done right is by having involvement of everybody in the entire organization, not just one specific group focused on innovation. You know, your best ideas come from places you don't always look. I always think of the great Jerry Garcia quote, once in a while you get shown a light in the strangest of places if you look at it right. Really what that means to me is you got to really harvest all the great ideas from your entire organization and bring them to fruition in order to have true innovation in an organization.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about creating a culture of innovation from top to bottom. So
exactly.
Who should be leading this effort?
You know, I think it should start very, very much at the top and have involvement all the way down to the bottom. You know, I look at the CIO role in involvement of innovation as kind of the farmer, where you'll maybe plant a little seed, and just one seed to try and grow a forest. But really where you get all the seeds from is from everybody in the organization. So me being the CIO of Pure Insurance, a relatively new property and casualty company, really the only one focused and owned exclusively by our membership or our insureds, focused on the high net worth space, you know, it's important that we get innovation from all over the place. We've got a lot of people that came from much larger organizations. They learned a lot of great things throughout their time at those locations, and we want to try and harvest those to get the best of breed of ideas that are out in the marketplace. So what I try to do is I try to just bring a little tidbit of knowledge, plant the little seed, and usually what happens is you plant the little seed, and then somebody will take the seed. At least it works in our organization. You'll plant the little seed, and all of a sudden everybody's planting seeds all over the ground. And then what we have to do is just shed some sunlight and some water on it in order to make it really grow into a forest. And I've been very lucky to work with a lot of people that have continued to bring on great ideas that we've been able to take forward to our membership to provide the most amazing service you could possibly offer, as well as to our Asian partners, which bring in the leads for us.
Working off that metaphor of seeds, with respect to technology's relationship with innovation, is it the chicken and the egg thing? Which comes first, the technology or the innovation?
It's a good question. I think a lot of times it'll happen either way. Sometimes IT will have an idea which will spark some interest in the business. So maybe in one case, we might develop a new technology to allow for enhanced CRM tools with reminders and really enhanced metrics of being able to be seen within a CRM platform. And then the business will go, well, you know, that's really great, but can you make it do this, 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 and this? So it starts in that way. Then the other ways it works is that, you know, the business users will come up with an idea, and it's IT's job to deliver upon that idea. So the innovation can go either way. Sometimes it's IT planting the seed, and sometimes it's the business users planting the seed and wanting to move something forward.
So is there a way to measure innovation, or is it simply a way of measuring some kind of a return on investment in a technology project?
You know, I think it's more of a return on investment. You know, we don't look at innovation projects as any different bucket than what we would look at from a normal business process re-engineering project. We just look at it really objectively and a lot of times subjectively, where we really can't necessarily measure the ROI on every single project, and we don't try to just make up numbers. We really try to really put a lot of thought into what we're trying to evaluate, how we're going to measure it, and then, of course, being committed from all parties involved, not just business and IT, but business and marketing and underwriting and our member services group. So it's really a partnership throughout our organization to make sure that we're picking the right projects, not just from an IT perspective, but at an organizational level.
Right. Keeping on with technology, what technology is causing you to rethink the way you operate your business?
You know, one of the biggest expenses insurance companies have is with printing and distributing documents, and that's policy documents and bills. You know, we really have, you have a couple different opportunities to connect with your insureds, and mostly it comes down to distribution of documents, your claims processing, and your billing. For the most part, you don't want to hear from your insurance company unless you really need them. What we try to do is remember that and be their partner. You know, as far as what kind of things we're doing, it's really looking at the operational components of our business and trying to systematize it. So policy documents and bills being sent out is one of the largest expenses we have. What we've tried to do from a technology perspective is really look at it from a green perspective and use some of our cutting-edge systems to be able to send everything out electronically to our membership and to our agents. So when somebody gets a new policy, what we try to do is we make it by default for them to get everything electronic. We send it as an attachment securely to their email box directly, as opposed to printing and mailing. We're able to save a tremendous amount of money, as well as provide an enhanced service that those documents are with you wherever you log into your email. So I think the ubiquitous nature of email has provided us the opportunity to service our clients in ways that they've never been serviced before.
From your perspective as a CIO, do you think CIOs are changing, their role is changing overall, in general and in, maybe in your own field?
So I think it's depending on what company they're in. And I really, I'm very lucky. I work with some of the smartest people in the insurance industry. And I have people that really understand technology and really believe in technology. And that has really given me the advantage of not just being looked at just as a technology leader, but also as somebody that's responsible for helping to move the business forward, not just technology. You know, in a lot of organizations, technology is looked at as a utility where you have to pay the money to the utility company in order to keep the lights on. In this organization, I'm very lucky is that they come to technology and say, we have a problem. Help us figure out a solution. In my case, my role as CIO is very different than somebody else that may even be part of a different insurance company. So it's all about how your company perceives technology as a business solution or as a utility. So I think that, you know, it depends on your organization. And that's been the same way for many years. You know, looking at some of the trends in the industry, you know, one thing that we've done here, and really on purpose, is use outsourced partners for most of the commoditized technology functions that you'd normally find in an organization. So take email as an example. So our organization doesn't actually have email servers. We use the secure cloud. So we found partners within different commoditized functions within our organization, and we've outsourced them strategically. So my infrastructure team consists of one person. And we find the best of breed technology and incorporate them through hosted partners. But we do focus the strategic nature in-house. So we'll take the strategic nature of technology, and that's really with the business requirements function and some development functions, and we'll keep that in-house. And the business intelligence functions, keep that in-house. Project management, program management, we'll keep that in-house. And really what we have is a lot of people that are either focused with strategic natures involved or they function as generalists. So my infrastructure team, which I mentioned consists of one person, is really more of a infrastructure generalist and project manager. He's able to manage relationships very strongly. He's able to handle vendor relationships, and he's able to manage service levels appropriately. And he's able to really understand what has to be done, but doesn't necessarily have to know how to do it.
Okay, one last question. How much should the technology leaders of a corporation be ahead of where the goals are for the company in order to be able to solve problems before they actually arise?
It's a delicate balance, and you look at that from a technology perspective, and you look at it also from a sales perspective, you look at it from a marketing perspective, you look at it a service perspective. But I'll answer this question specifically in a technology basis. What you have to do is you really have to divide and conquer. You know, the technology nature of the beast is that you will always have system defects that you have to fix. So that's always your imperative functions that you have to get done today. And you have to develop a team that is function focused on production support type items. You have to develop a team that's focused on new business enhancements. And then you have to develop a team really focused on really optimizing efficiency. And that's how we've structured our team to be focused on imperative functions, things that are driving the business and really imperative to the business today. And then we also look at the operational efficiency to how do we make this business even more effective. So So we've really developed it into three different sections of our IT business function in order to meet the demands of the business. And we're growing very rapidly. We're licensed in 36 states. We're actively writing business in 19. And we have aspirations of really almost being a double that number in the next 2 years for actively writing business. So we've got some really aggressive goals that we think we're going to be ready for based on how we've structured our organization. And when we do look to bring in staff, we try to figure out, okay, and what major function do we need them in? Do we need them in the fixing issues that come up? Do we need them in helping us to develop new products and new rates and new functions within our systems so we can move them forward? Or do we have to bring in people that have more of a Six Sigma type background to really add operational efficiency and then design some system enhancements around that?
We've been talking with Stu Tainsky, CIO of Pure Insurance. Stu, thanks for sharing your insights on CIOs and innovation today.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you for joining us for this SearchCIO.com CIO podcast. For more CIO news and resources, please visit searchcio.com.